This is Beyond Sunday with Schweitzer Church, and I'm Jason Leininger, and in studio with me today is Shelley Rogers. Shelley, we're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Shelley is the coordinator of world missions or global missions, something around missions here at Schweitzer. The direct or the exact title is probably something that I will menangle.
Fluid process.
It is a fluid process, and sometimes I do have fun with words. So, anyway, Shelley's here to talk with us about what's happening with Schweitzer around the idea of global missions, and you are our missions coordinator. So, wondered if you could just quickly tell us what that role entails.
Well, to steal a quote from a book that we read, it's really looking at people across the street and around the world with an international influence. So it could be working with your neighbor that's an immigrant that moved here recently in the Springfield area, or international students at OTC. And it could be traveling to places around the world and partnering with people who are doing the same things across the globe that Schweitzer does here in the Springfield community.
Yeah. So speaking of traveling, you just did a little bit of that.
Yes.
You went to Nicaragua, and you went along with some folks from
Rainbow Network.
Rainbow Network. There we go. You went there with Rainbow Network on an exploratory trip. So why don't you unpack what happened on that trip and what you found, discovered?
Yeah, well, Rainbow Network is a really interesting local organization. They've been around since 1995, started here in Springfield, and they partner directly with Nicaragua, really bringing hope to the people of Nicaragua through Jesus Christ by looking specifically at economic development, healthcare, nutrition, education, housing, and faith-based activities. And so what makes them kind of unique is they go into communities with native Nicaraguans and help them develop the things that they need with their own people. And so we went and we saw how people lived in the rural villages and what Rainbow Network was doing to support them in those different areas.
What does that look like? You said support, but what does that support look like from a practical, tangible kind of level?
Well, one of the interesting things that I did was talked a lot with students who were in high school. And these were students that had been sponsored by people in the United States, some people specifically from Schweitzer. And I met their students, and they talked about how often they could only go to school one day a week. They have flash flooding, they have transportation issues, they have family responsibilities, and so they would only go to school on Saturdays when they could make it. And so people in the United States would sponsor a student, and they would provide them with funds that they needed to get to school and to provide maybe a little bit extra for their family so they could be dismissed from service, mm-hmm. and make it to school every day, Monday through Friday. And in return, those students help out elementary students. And so in Nicaragua, it's kind of unique. Kids get done with school at noon. And so in the communities that Rainbow Network is operating, they have something called colectivos, and elementary schools go to a house after their classes, and those sponsored students would lead the elementary students in education activities, in scripture, in worship, in all kinds of different areas. And so those students would not be able to get themselves to school or mentor the elementary school students without monthly sponsorship from people in the United States. But what was really unique is I was talking to one student, and as she was telling me the story, she said, "Oh, hold on just 1 minute." And she walked into a little nook in her house and pulled out a picture. And she goes, "These are my people." And it was a picture of the people that she had sponsored, that had sponsored her. And they would write her letters on her birthday and special occasions, and she was seen. And so I think a big thing in the Gospels is you see Jesus placing himself intentionally to see people who are on the outside.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what Rainbow Network does, is it allows people to be seen.
Rainbow Network has been a Springfield entity for couple decades, maybe longer. And one of the things that they were known for was that they helped in terms of house construction, home construction. You saw some of those things in Nicaragua, but you've also, you told me anyways, that they've shifted just a little bit in their focus and what they're doing.
Yeah, they still build houses, but the way they go about building the houses is kind of unique. The houses are small, maybe 12 by 14 cement blocks, and they do a project kind of similar to Habitat for Humanity. And so the individuals selected to receive a house have to put in so many hours to get their house. And then they also use native Nicaraguans to build the houses. And so they would get a group of guys and they would lay the cement bricks. And then at the end, they have a certificate that says that they have bricklaying experience. So rather than bringing a bunch of people from the United States to go and lay the bricks and build the houses, they're developing and empowering skills for the people that are already there that can go out and do things with that and support themselves.
That's fantastic. The ability to help empower and help lift skills of other people all around the world is just that's a great gift.
Yeah, and it has ripple effects in their community because then they can provide for themselves. And that's what you saw with the housing projects or with the sponsorship of students, is it gave people just enough breathing room to have some margin to begin to think. And then you saw that translate into their spiritual lives as well, because they felt noticed by God, even that God was moving all of these pieces into place because he cared for them.
That's exciting. That's really exciting stuff.
Yeah, it was, it's always life-changing to see other people in other places, whether that's across the street or around the world.
So it was an exploratory trip for you. And thinking about how Switzer could partner with Rainbow Network, as you look into the future, what are maybe one or two steps with Rainbow Network that you might be seeing coming into view?
Well, what's kind of cool is Switzer has had kind of a loose relationship with Rainbow Network for a while, and that certain Sunday school classes or individuals have sponsored students or things like that. And so we're looking at growing what's already been developed. And so Rainbow Network really operates very similar to how Switzer operates in their community. And so we're looking at what can we do to come alongside and do the same things that we're doing in Springfield and other places like Nicaragua. So we may be taking a trip in the future. We may be looking at how we could sponsor communities or sponsor students or provide books. And so there's a lot of different avenues that we can take, and it'll be exciting to see how it all plays out.
Yes, it will. Well, so there's some work that's the work of exploration, the work of dreaming and imagining and praying, and then having God open some of those doors. But you've got some other things that are coming up soon where people can explore what God is doing in the world and what part they could play. And so why don't you talk about a couple of those opportunities?
Well, a really cool thing that we're doing very shortly is a very short missionary book study where we're going to talk about the life of Gladys Aylward and the work that she did in China. And what's kind of interesting is this is going to be open to people of all ages, middle school and up. And so it's a chance for intergenerational connections and how we can learn from each other and be inspired by how God has moved and worked throughout time and place and just kind of walk through that together.
When will that happen?
That's going to happen on Sunday nights. It starts this coming Sunday, and it'll run for 5 weeks right up until Mother's Day.
Can somebody jump in at any time?
Yep, they can jump in at any time. It's an easy read. I've got books. You could even just come and listen and connect with other people, and it's a good time to find other people and pour into other people's lives.
All right. And then what else do you have on the docket?
Well, there's lots of things coming up. We're looking at bringing in some missionaries from other places that can do events. We're also working on a partnership with OTC to do outreach with their international students. And so we went over a few weeks ago and helped them fill out some forms and kind of start that relationship. And come fall, we'll have a lot more opportunities to connect and adopt students or have conversation groups and see where those connections take us.
All right. That's fantastic. Thank you, Shelly. Thanks for coming in, sharing about your role and what's happening with Rainbow Network, and also what's happening where people can plug in right now and be a part of that. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. And you've been listening to Beyond Sunday with Schweitzer Church. Thanks. Have a great day, and we'll love to see you real soon. Bye-bye.